Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. What an honor and a privilege to be with you today. It truly is. As I get your letters and your donations, I realize that so many of you are listening and you're faithful to not only God, but you're faithful to good spiritual teaching. I appreciate that. So serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you. And oh my goodness, I would have a list a mile, maybe 2 miles long, of all that God has done for me in small font. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I think of the wonderful verses of Scripture we know. If you will go back into your mindset, into that memory bank, and think of some of the Scriptures that you know by heart, you would be really very impressed with what Holy Spirit has done in your life. And sometimes when God wakes me up in the middle of the night, that is such an awesome time for me, because I know He wants to talk to me. And then sometimes, there are many times that He says, okay, I want you to speak the word to me. I want you to speak the word of God back to me. And so I edify Him. I spend quite a bit of time with Scriptures like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And today we're going to talk about some more Scriptures. Oh, that because you know that you are blessed. You're blessed to dispense. You're blessed to give what God has given to you into the kingdom of God. And that's in the form of money that God has brought into your life. And if you'll look at how many times God has paid the bills every month, you look back, God paid the bill. God paid the bill. God paid that bill. God paid that unexpected emergency bill. And it happens that way, friend. It really does, when we depend on Him. Our memory verse for this week is Job 22, verse 28. And you shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Wow, what a powerful scripture, and it gives us such promise into the future. The Passion says it just a little bit differently. There's no way that God will reject a person who loves Him, and there is no way He'll help a person who rejects Him. I'm going to say that again. There's no way that God will reject a person who loves Him, and there's no way He'll help a person who rejects Him. God will let you laugh again. You'll raise the roof with shouts of joy. And that's from the Passion. That's Job 22, verse 28. Oh, that's so good to know that there's nothing is a higher priority than the time we spend every day with God. And if you're like me, you're starting to walk around every day. You're starting to talk to Him. You're starting to do it when you're doing the clothes, when you're washing the dishes, when you're eating a bite or two. And we're going to talk about saying prayers of gratitude and thanksgiving before we eat. And a lot of people have forgotten that, but we need to remember that. And when there are times and things that try to distract you from focusing on Him and His Word, I use 2 Corinthians 10:5, and I know so many of you know that already. I cast down every evil and vain imagination and every lofty thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and I take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We go in another direction to walk a new walk and talk a new talk with the Lord. And it's becoming such a pleasant time. I know I remember the 44 years that I was married on this earth to John and then to Darren, and I had people to talk to all the time. It was fun. It was really good. Go out to dinner and talk after the radio. It was a wonderful time. But now I'm enjoying a new walk and a new talk with Holy Spirit every day. And it's new, but it's as just as delightful as when I was talking to John and singing with John and talking with Darren, especially on the radio. So I can say safely, and I hope you can with me every day, in Him I live and move and have my being. I find it really interesting. I'm going to take just a little tour back into Genesis as I've been reading Job. And I find it interesting that Genesis gives us a genealogy of the patriarchs of old, and the book of Matthew gives us genealogy of those in the Old Testament in the line of Messiah. That's new life, friend, that we enjoy every day. It sets the stage for a new covenant and rebirth that all of us have experienced when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Going back to Genesis, we find that everyone lived and died, as you and I will live and die if Jesus doesn't come back soon. And there was an important difference recorded concerning Enoch. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And you'll find that in Genesis 5, verse 24. Enoch lived in a world much like ours, a world that was wicked, although now we are hearing of more and more people turning to him. Have you heard that? Oh, I really sense a revival going on in this land. In Enoch's day, it says, and every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Well, we see a lot of evil right now. We really do. A lot of the protests, a lot of things going on in all the nations around the world. And it seems like people just hate, and they want to do horrible things to other people. And it was that way in Enoch's day. Enoch must have shone like a star in the midst of darkness. And that's what I'm praying for you, that you will be a light in the midst of the darkness of this world. He must have been like an oasis of righteousness in a desert of wickedness. He walked with God, and God was pleased with him. I want to tell you today that when you walk with God, He is pleased with you. He delights in you, and He wants to direct and guide you every day. He loves you, even when you do wrong. But God is so pleased with you when you walk with Him. The thing I'm aiming for this year is choosing to follow God's plans and purposes instead of my own. And I hope you're with me on that. As you walk with God, you can have continual fellowship with Him. You can talk to Him as a loving Father, and He will show you what you need to do. What a blessing that is, friends. Oh, it's amazing. Walking in divine direction means keeping in step with God, even when it seems like a sacrifice. And for some of us, we've had a sacrifice. We've had to lay ourselves out on that altar, as it says in Romans 12, and be a sacrifice to God. A great example of the willingness to sacrifice, to be on the same page with God, is seen in Abraham and his obedient walk with Isaac up the mountain. Now, a couple times Saturday at the meeting, some of them said, do you think God talked to Sarah about him taking Isaac up the mountains? No, I don't. I don't think. Or she would be dragging behind him, holding on to his robe. When God told Abraham to give Isaac as a burnt offering, Abraham immediately obeyed. He rose early the next morning. No procrastination. And I have a feeling that some of you have procrastinated in the calling of God on your heart. But it's never too late. And Abraham immediately obeyed and rose early the next morning. There was no procrastination with him. He desired agreement with God more than anything. And when they arrived after 3 days, boy, in those 3 days, man, the enemy could have talked to you and talked to me, and we'd have turned around. But no, Abraham kept on the task, and he told his young man, stay here with the donkey while I and the lad go yonder, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham said he was going to worship God. He was going to give his best to God. In the Old Testament, people worship God by performance, by their own self-effort, by actions to the request. The New Covenant takes on a different view of worship. Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2. So here's what I want you to do, and this is from the Message translation. Here is what I want you to do. With God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Just think. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognizing that what He wants from you and quickly responding to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down. It is. The culture around you always wants to drag you down to their level of immaturity. And if you will notice, I don't promote this, but if you will notice when the left is in the news, when they are talking, there's always an immaturity about them. Remember when the women, it was right after COVID, the women were wearing hats that looked like vaginas? I mean, talk about stupid. That is immaturity. And God brings the best out of us when we are obeying Him and trusting Him. Oh, Hebrews 13, 15 through 16 says, through Him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. So we do good and we share with others. Oh, it reminds me of Nehemiah 8:10, that we eat the fat, we drink the sweet, we are involved. God wants us to eat the fat and drink the sweet, share with others, and do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So God's including us in the eating and the drinking, but then we need to share with others as well. Psalm 25, verse 9 is one of David's psalms. It says, keep showing the humble your path and lead them into the best decision. Bring revelation light that trains them in the truth. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who follow Him and serve Him. Such a beautiful psalm. Worship is proclaiming our allegiance to His name and showing our allegiance to others. In Psalm 25, this is the 8 through 22. We read verse 9 just a few minutes ago. And I just want to read a little bit more of Psalm 25, and this is David's psalm. How good you are to me. When people turn to you, they discover how easy you are to please. So faithful and true. Joyfully you teach them the proper path, even when they go astray. Keep showing the humble your path and lead them into the best decision. Bring revelation light that trains them in the truth. We want to be trained in the truth, don't we? Oh, we do. We want the truth. We want to be trained in what Jesus spoke to us. Loving are all the ways of Yahweh, loving and faithful for those who keep His commandment. The 11th verse says, for the honor of your name, never count my many sins and forgive them all. So to honor His name, David is asking God, oh, don't count my sins, Lord God. I honor your name. Forgive all my sins. Lift their burden off of my life. Who are they that live in the holy fear of Yahweh? You will show them the right path to take. Then prosperity and favor will be their portion, and their descendants will inherit the earth. Oh, there's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, where they sit near Him and receive the revelation secrets of His promises. David goes on to ask God to rescue him from every trap, because David finds himself caught in some of those traps. And he was such an anointed writer. He showed not only his devotion to God, but his feelings and emotions he openly exposed to those of us who read his great works. And I'm so grateful for that, because my emotions are up and down, and I'm sure your emotions are up and down. When you hear something serious going on or unexpected, you get highly emotional. And then when you're devoting yourself to God during a period of the day, then you get quiet before Him and you're whispering to Him, I love that. I love the fact that we can do all kinds of things to get closer to God and in all kinds of inflections of our voices. This message is for the lost and lonely, for the broken and afraid. This is for those who are hurting, hoping help is on the way. I know that sometimes you're saying, God, show yourself to me. And in these battles of addictions, and addictions aren't just the drugs and the visible ones like alcohol and or dishonesty, cheating, and gambling, but the battles that you may be going through today are the battles that continually come out up about you being incapable of doing what you used to dream about. Those addictions, unforgiveness, giving in to fear and believing the world that there's no other way to your dream but to scratch and claw your way to get to the top. But that's not God's way. That's the world's way. And we see some people scratching and clawing their way to the top. That's not God's way. And you know that if you've been listening to the good news for years and years, you know God's way is a way of love, a way of forgiveness, a way of joy, and a way of peace. You can say and believe right now what I'm saying. I believe in miracle power, in a wonder-working God. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. He's working wonders in my heart. Praise the Lord. That's where it needs to be worked. And I belong to a loving Father. I'm a friend of Christ, his Son. When it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus. And let's look at one of these avenues that have just really kept us from realizing how wonderful God is, and that's fear, the bondage of fear. You look at any unexpected thing that happens in your life or anything that you hear about, and what is the root down deep of what you are looking at? It's fear. You have a fear about your weight. You have a fear about your health. You have a fear about the relationships that you had, maybe a bad phone call or a bad text, and now you're fearing. Fear is just all over the place. So what do you do in order to combat fear? First of all, you know in your heart that in your mind that Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. Jesus defeated him, and now your assignment is to renew your mind to that wonderful realization of victory over the devil. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. You look to God because you know that he's the one who is going to provide for you and give you scripture to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Those kind of scriptures like the one in Isaiah 54:17, we need to say when we feel like the enemy is near us, trying to distract us from those things that God wants us to do. And you look at what the Lord has done in your own life and in the lives of your Christian brothers and sisters. As I sat there Saturday looking at the group that was in my home for the meeting, I realized that none of them really have a serious health problem. And I'm so grateful. I am just so grateful to God that they can come to the meeting. They can do their daily things that they need to do. And tell the good news of the miraculous things that brought you out of the pit into the life of deliverance that you're experiencing. David wrote in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. That's how we should look at this walk with God. We were in dire straits, and he saw us and lifted us up out of fear and despair and put a new song in our mouths. Many will see what he has done for you, and you have put your trust in God. What does the word say about you and the devil? Well, Jesus said in Luke 10:19, Behold, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. If Jesus said it, I believe it. I have authority over all the power of the enemy. One of the tricks of the devil against God's people is to make us think we're the only ones going through what we're going through. And reading and hearing about how God delivered others from similar situations lets us know we're not alone, and he is in the business of delivering those who are in hot water. I so appreciate that, because I've been in hot water. I know how that's a painful thing, and yet God gets us out of that hot water and delivers us. And we trust God alone. Your opinion and my opinion don't really matter. Only what is written in the Word of God matters, because His Word will never pass away. All that we have grown up around and all that we have learned in this world system will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. Hallelujah. I praise God and see all that, that impossibility in my life. Well, that's impossible. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. That disappears. With man, with the world system, it's impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. So I can say Romans 15:13, now may the hope of God fill you, friend, with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be filled with hope, with that wonderful hope, through the power of Holy Spirit who is in you. Oh, it is so wonderful to know that God is with us. And what Jesus, the price that He paid for you, is just now joy and peace and righteousness in Him. He has been risen from the dead. He's at the right hand of God the Father. And now we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you did at the cross. Here's At the Cross. You can rejoice. You can be happy and rejoice in this new year, friend. You can rejoice because the God of love did not give you a spirit of fear. You don't have to fear that spirit. No, you don't. He's given you spirits of power and love and a sound mind. And you can read that in 2 Timothy 1:7. He's given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing can harm you. So don't get distressed when something happens, even unexpected emergency. I'm really trying to keep my emotions down when I read a letter or I find something in the mail that is normally distressing. And I say, no, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to give in. And then I read in Job today, in Job 13, such a wonderful book of how to overcome. Because Job, in every way that I thought that he could be, he was dying. Job was dying, yes. And his friends were trying to tell him some wonderful things, and they did. There were some wonderful gems. You shall decree a thing. That wasn't what Job said. His friends said, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and light shall shine on your way. But there were times when Job, he just gave God all his emotions. He reminds me of David. I mean, every little emotional thing in him, because he was in pain. When you're in pain, everything focuses on that pain. I know that. I've been in pain. So in verse 15 of Job 13, he says, though he slay me. I wonder if Abraham thought about that when he was taking Isaac up the mountain. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. I will trust in him. Nevertheless, I will argue my case before him, because I know that I will be vindicated. Why he says that in the next couple of verses? I will hope in him. I will argue with him. I will argue my case. Darren said, did that a lot. Behold, now I have prepared my case. I know that I will be vindicated. I know that I will be found innocent. Isn't that beautiful? And you say, because of the blood of Jesus and his righteousness, you are in his righteousness today, that you can say that with Job. I know that I am innocent, because Father God, you love me and you've kept me all this time. You have not allowed the enemy to destroy me. And I'm here, maybe hanging by my fingernails, but I am here, and I'm going to rejoice this year that you are my God. I am following after you, and I will be faithful to as much as I can be in the light that you've given to me, to be faithful to you and in your word every day, Father God. I will not fear, for you are with me. Oh, I hope that you're saying that with me today. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.